Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia family, welcome to the Care to Read Room. It was a silent night, the night before Christmas. All the saints and all the poor were in house. It was a silent night, and that's why we bring it louder than a bomb. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to make this your opportunity to come in and make it louder than a bomb and recite your poetry. Not going to be a silent night tonight. We're going to bring it tonight. So welcome to the Care to Read Room. The heavenly host is present here today. We invite the Holy Ghost here to be a part of our Christmas night or Christmas Eve night, right before the eve of Christmas. That's right. We do purposely God and let us, and we want you to know that we're not going to make it a silent night tonight. So why don't you come on? Welcome, Alafia. Greetings, and welcome to another day in the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi here, and we are on tonight. Last night, we took a short sabbatical, but we're back today, stronger than ever before, ready to bring you louder than a bomb. That's right, we're still on with the poetry night, and this is the Christmas Eve, the night before Christmas, and all through the house there were creatures that were stirring, and even those mouths. Yes, this is going to be louder than a bomb. We invite you to bring your poetry in and come and entertain the audience. And if you don't feel scared this evening, come in and do your impromptu poetry this evening. Last time we met, we talked about becoming a royal priest and priestesses, what it meant to be a Sarah, sons and daughters of light. Now that you've gotten that lecture up under your belt, I know that you are rising to the level of the occasion where you will become Sarah, sons and daughters of the light. Now, today's segment, it's going to be covering poetry as well as we do have a short lecture for you. Now that we've talked about advancing ourselves and writing that the redemption plan, we want to continue in that particular perspective because we know that by the end of this thing, which is tonight, because next week we're off and tomorrow is Christmas, we want to sum it up with understanding that it's good to know that you have a plan. But man plans, but God is the best of planners. We want to include God in whatever it is we do, and we want to lean on his understanding and not our own. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Godhead. I want to talk to you about Oladulamare, and as you may call him the Messiah, and Jesus is God as being one, but I want to make it plain for you today to put God and Jesus and our eldest brother and our prophet in their necessary perspective places, because what we have is a bit of confusion when you have those prophets wanting to give you a word from God. I want to make it clear and plain and talk about the fact that God has assigned us our own personal God called Ori. So there is no need for someone to give you a word from God. The word from God should be given to you from Ori. Ori is the one that could never leave you. So many people have itchy ears and they've been waiting for a word from God so they'll accept it from anyone, not realizing that God resides within them. So we're going to be talking on Ori, the original Godhead that was placed within your being. And we are going to bring poetry to you, making it louder than a bomb. Right now, we want to go right into our ritual, into our libation. If you will stand with me as if you're in a position for receiving, I certainly do appreciate that. I want you to know that Ori is with us, and Ori is the manifestation of God that was placed within our being. Because God could not be with you everywhere, and even though he's omnipotent, omnipresent, omniconscious, he placed a Godhead within you called Ori. And when someone ever comes to you and say, I have a word from you, from God, you personally tell them that if God wanted to speak to you, he would speak to you through Ori. Because he has given you your very own personal God, and whatever message that they have gotten, it must be for them. So I would like for you to stand in the presence of the Godhead today, Oladulamare, which has a manifestation of the three Godheads, not that we worship polytheistic, we worship a monotheistic, meaning a one Godhead, but three manifestations of God. We are going to be raising up Ori today, the Godhead that is within you. As you stand with your hands faced up, and we begin to ask God to come into the permeations of this room, and we invite the Spirit in, we ask God to make it clear, make it plain to us, so that we will not be confused about the manifestation of the polytheistic God or the monotheistic God. We ask God to make it plain so that we will understand that the manifestation of him is a great one, and that there are lower deities that express who he is, but there is only but one God that we acknowledge. However, that God is combustible, that God is fully radical, that God is fully electrical, that God is combustible. He will not interact with you or me. He will send his representative, the manifestation of him, Ilede, Oladulamare, Ori, who has been clothed in matter, meaning that he is combustible, but he has been clothed in matter, meaning that he can be approachable. Father God, we thank you that you have given us a divine plan for our direction in our life. We thank you that you have given us a redemption plan, and throughout this month, you have shown us things that we need to incorporate in our life. Help us to enter into an agreement with you that we will seek out those who have direction for us and who could guide us into a path with you. Now, Father, we're asking you to give us our destination. We're asking you to speak to each and every one of the representative families here and give them their direction for their life and giving them a path. Father, we all ask to come here when we kneeled and prayed before you. We have forgotten our mission and what our promise was. Help us to get back on a path. Help us to understand our divine mission here on this earth. Help us to understand that we've been called, we've called ourselves into being to come here to do something. Give us a destiny, Father. Help us to impart the destiny to our children so that they will have a plan for their life. Help us to all know what our Nia is, our purpose. Help us to know what Kuumba is, creativity. Help us to understand Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Help us to understand Kujichajalia, the ability to name for ourselves, to define for ourselves, and choose who our enemies and our friends will be. Help us to understand Umoja, the unity that we've wrapped around our families to use Harambe in pulling us together so that we will never separate from each other. Help us to understand that this spiritual ritual that we do called Kwanzaa, it pulls us together throughout the year, the 365 days of the year, not just the 7 days that have been set aside for us through African American History Week. Help us to understand that these tools we have found to be self-evident, that if we apply them in our life, we will have Iwa Pelu, good character and good conduct. Help us to call on the forces to be as we call on Oromala. Oromala being the prophet that was at the right hand of God, who sculptured us, who was the molder, who sculptured us and gave us shape and being. But we know Oladulamare helped us to create beings, but we also know Akamare was the one who gave us the breath of life. Help us to understand the terminology and the proper names for our ancestors and for our ancient one. Father God, we know that you have a plan for us, that man may have planned, but you are the best of planners. Now take our plan and better our plan so that our redemption plan will forevermore be changeable in your sight and be ever more solid within its being, that we will plant these words deep in our heart that we might not sin against you, and systemically help the thread that comes from you to run throughout each and every one of us, binding us together. And Father, above all, don't let the strong man enter into our house and find it unswept. Don't let the strong man come in with 7 demons worse than the first. Help us to be bold in our pursuit to find this thing called heaven. Help us to mentally perceive heaven in our mind, and let us find heaven here on this earth. Whatsoever above, let us bring it below. If we bind those things on this earth that holds us captives, let us bind them in that heaven of our mental state. And if we lose peace in our presence amongst our people, we lose peace in that heaven of a mental frame. Help us to understand that the only way that a man will know heaven is through the legs and arms of a woman. Help the man to understand that this woman has been given as a helpmate. She is to help carry that plan out. But man must create the redemption plan. He must have a plan to carry out. And Father, bind us together as significant others and lovers and husbands and wives. Bind us together this season to show us what it means to struggle together in continuity. Father, where we have gone wrong and have gone the wrong direction, get us back on path. Give us a reason to live a righteous life. And most of all, Father, in this collapsing system, in this economic collapsing system, do not let us be persuaded by material things. Almost was I persuaded, they say, by those material things. Let us put those things behind us, because we cannot store up our good gifts where moths can get to them. Let us store up the spiritual things, which are constant and consistent. Help us to put those things in our lives today as we call on Iwapelu to assist us and aid us in all that we do. And we say to God be the glory. I pour libations today, and I say watutu, 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 calling forth the ancestors to be. And I pour libations to Oladulamare and Akamare. I say ashe. I pour libations to my mother's spirit, Yamenja, ashe. I pour libations to my father's spirit, Obatala. I say ashe. I call forth a witness today, Sheikh SDF, will come and be a witness in the presence of this ritual. I call forth Dr. Carruthers as a witness today, Ashe. I call forth Nina Simone as a witness today, Ashe. Zora Neale Hurston as a witness today, Ashe. Harriet Tubman, Ashe. Dr. Martin Luther King, Ashe. And Sweet Coretta King, Ashe. Louis Armstrong, Ashe. I call forth those ancestors that are in the lagoon, that are yet still traveling here and trying to make it past the Red Sea. I call forth those who are still in the middle passage, who are struggling to get out of that good ship, Jesus. I call forth those saints who are still yet held in captivity across the land in Africa, who are still yet in bondage with those tribal wars. I call forth those ancestors who have died in vain. Let not this ceremony be in vain, but let it be one that will lift these ancestors to their rightful places and allow us, God, to tap into their energies and allow us to tap into their melanin so that we will strengthen our very selves. Give us the ability to stand in a time when all is failing. Give us the ability to stand and create redemption plans that we can live by. As we create our village concept, Father, let us realize that there is no village unless we create the parents. So let us be able to instill in our parents the ability to make a village for their children. And let it be done, so be it, so let it be done. Amen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going on that talking cure with me. And if any of you are in need of any type of blessing here today, you can ask Oladulamare for that. You can ask Oladulamare to give you that blessing, and you can ask Oladulamare to allow you to be a part of that blessing. And whatsoever is above is below. I want you to know that. And there is nothing that you are lacking other than the ability to ask for what it is you need. I want you to petition on behalf of the Great One and asking him for what it is you need. If you are lacking in spirit, if you are lacking in consciousness, lacking in courage, this is a time to ask for those things as we petition the Great One to be with us today. And I want you to understand that you have not because you ask not. And this is the time because it is the eve before the Passover. And we want to call it the Passover because we know that we don't know exactly what happened that day when they say that our Lord and Savior was born. We don't know exactly who that king was, and we don't know exactly where that manger was. We know that it was away in a manger somewhere. However, we do also know that we must continue to believe that there is a Savior somewhere out there for us. And if there is a Savior somewhere out there for us, we must continue to believe that that Savior will come through the eyes of our children. So when you look into their eyes, you must ask them, is you the one? Is you the one? Now, today my message is on understanding the Godhead and the three manifestations of God. And I ask you, children, is you the one? because the three manifestations of the Godhead that was given to us, ladies and gentlemen, the three manifestations were the indication of what God could be like. It was not the God that created the universe, according to the African belief and teaching of my father, Chief Betahochi. The God that we are talking about that created this earth, he no more has any contact with us than he does with building this earth again. After he builds this earth and created it and asked us to subdue it, he did not take any precedence in coming here to earth to take dominion over us. He gave us dominion and told us to subdue it. And he himself has no affairs with man. But he has a manifestation of three Godheads, Ilede, Oludulamare, and Ori, which is Orum. Each one of those deities work in a capacity, one having combustible fire. Ilede is combustible fire, as I told you before. He is full of ratified fire. You cannot approach Ilede. He is energy. He will burn you up. Then there is Oludulamare, who has access and connection to the affairs of man. Oludulamare, you can call on. He will embrace you. He is a manifestation of Akamare. Then there is Ori, who is also matter, ratified, combustible fire, who you cannot even approach and come near in his ratified state. But God saw fit to clothe him in matter. So you can embark upon Ori, and Ori will go with you at all times to the end of time. Ori is the Godhead you consult with, who is within your being. Jesus is not God, even though contrary to the teachings, Jesus prayed to his Father. He was not praying to himself, but he was praying to the Father. When he said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father, he means in like concepts, not in person. How could God leave his throne and be present here on this earth? Then he would not be in his fullness here in this presence of earth. Neither would he be still God and be able to reside on the throne. God cannot do one thing, subject himself to the level of a man. For him to have come here would mean he would have to subject himself to the level of a man, then he could not be God and still live and lie. So we have to get it clear and plain in our head so that our children will understand that you do not have full permission to get to the Godhead that created this universe. You do not have an appointment to get to him. He has a hierarchy, just like the command of the army. You must follow the chain of command. Until then, you have not spoke to God or reached God. And the chains of command would allow you to speak to the lesser manifestation of him. And until you get to know Ori, who is already within your being, who is that first thought, the spirit that works within you, until you get to know that spirit who resides within you, who gives you direction and gives you that unction, you will never know outside of that particular Godhead any other gods, because God has not made himself available to you, not the God. The manifestations of God has. Now, your time should be spent on knowing Ori, the Godhead that resides within you, making you a God, because Ori is you and you are Ori. You are one with the same. You must converse with your Godhead. You must talk to your Godhead. You must get instructions from your Godhead. No one on the outside can give you instructions about the instructions that your Godhead is prepared to give you on the inside of you. That is why don't have itchy ears from prophets telling you that they bring you a message from God. If God wanted you to have a message, he would allow your Ori on the inside of you to quicken you and give you the instructions that he wants to give you. Now, I'm not giving you something according to Omi. These are African philosophies. And in the African philosophy, there is a creation story as well. And we need not go into that creation story today because that is a story within and of itself. What we're trying to do is talk to you about the three manifestations of Akamare. And the proper name for African God is Akamare. Akamare comes in a manifestation of three people at all times. And they all represent him, and there's a hierarchy. You can never get to see Akamare. You must interact with Ilede, Oludulamare, Ori, which is Orum. And Orumala is the Jesus that you've been seeking. Orumala, he sits at the right hand of God. Orumala is the one that created human beings. He sculptured man. God gave him the ability to sculpture you, but he saved the opportunity to breathe the breath of life in you. So God gave you the breath of life. Akamare sculptured your fingers, your body, and your whole entire being. You must understand these, African. These are cultural lineages that you need to know about. Not just on Kwanzaa, but you need to get them fixed in your mind to pass this information down to your lineage so that they won't be confused about this schizophrenic God that we have created for ourselves. So many people take Jesus unto themselves and they personally acquaint themselves with Jesus as if they know him personally. The only way you can know Jesus is that you know Oromala. And the only way that you can know Oromala, you must know Ori. Because there's a chain of command, once again, that you will have to go through. So you say, Omi, what is the benefit of understanding that this is not a polytheistic Godhead or monotheistic? Because for so many years, we have been told by other races of people that we worship many gods, and that we were monotheistic people who believed in worshiping animals and worshiping false idols, and that is not true. Those animals that you see in Egypt, like the lion on the animals, the head of a man on a lion's body, is a representation of the animalistic part of your body still being undertaken and having to rule over the manifestation of the animal body to bring you into consciousness to a full-blown being. Africans do not worship false idols. It is not true. In the teachings that I've had in Yoruba, the teachings are coming clear and understandable that you need to understand. Africans believe in Orishas. The Orishas are the expression of God, the water, the wind, Oye, the fire, all of the elements, the earth. These are expressions of God's deities. They are not worshiped, but they're communed with. They're given respect. And the reason they're given respect is because they became deified. They came to earth and became deified. They were the first elements created. Water, mountains, wind, trees, they became deified. God created them before he created humans. So we must give respect to those deifications of the elements and of all the trees and the earth and the fire. And those are expressions of God, so we must pay homage to them as we worship. Not to worship them, we pay homage and commune to them. Africans, if we don't do anything but get it right about our customs and traditions, don't let anyone tell you it's High John the Conqueror. Don't let anyone tell you it's fetish. Don't let anyone tell you it's voodoo. Don't let anyone tell you that it's black magic or white magic. I want to let you in on a little secret. There are more Caucasians converting to Yoruba Ifa teaching in order to gain the power of becoming a royal priest or priestess to have the authority to divine over their lives and their loved ones' lives. The real purpose of becoming A royal priest is to have the ability to divine, to be able to take the divining beads, the plele, and read them, because they have a mouth and they speak and they give us information for today's time. E-kings have been given to us also, and I told you the story of Oduduwa, who gave us the E-kings to give us direction and guidance for our life as we divine over the E-kings and ask our divining questions and ask for direction and our destiny. And those E-kings, which came from the Kolanut, will speak to us, and the Baba laws are to reside over the divining. Now, some of you have come into Ifa and you have been teaching just to get the gifts and the power to learn to divine so that you can have authority over others or possibly gain direction for yourself. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's more to it than having that type of power. You must gain Iwa Pelu. African religion is a religion of sovereignty and of prayer, a life of prayer. As you notice that the majority of the time we open this room, we open with a dedication of libation, because we have to demonstrate a life of prayer. And in demonstrating your life of prayer, it is very important that you understand that you can do nothing within your own strength. You call on the forces to be, to guide you and to direct you. And they're the ones that open up the force of heaven to give you a chance to ask that the ancestors open up every door for you. Your ancestors, once again, are the greatest thing and the closest thing to God. And they can get a prayer to God faster than anything because they go to and fro heaven. So they have a chance to make the way plain for you and clear for you. So that is the reason why you call on the ancestors to assist you. They know heaven. They know the way to heaven. And as I told you, the chicken is the most sacred thing to heaven, because the chicken came from heaven to come to earth here to determine if it was primordial water or if it was solid for us to be able to come and walk on. So the chicken is the one we use for sacrifice because it is the most precious thing to heaven. Now, I can't begin to teach you everything about the sovereignty of the manifestation of the three Godheads, Akamare, manifestation of Ori, Ilede, Olorun, Ori. I can't begin to teach you all of those things in one setting, but I can set a precedent for you that you will continue to look for your sovereignty in African culture. You'll continue to look for your DNA and find the reason why you carry this mark upon you, this Nubian blackness upon you. You continue to wonder where your tribe came from and what tribe you're connected to. You continue to wonder why we as a people appear to be jovial people and loving people, because it's in our spirit. It's in our spirit to seek out those things that will cause us to worship through dance and prayer. And it's very important that we should lift up the name. So let us lift up the name right now as we go to the song, Oh Come All Ye Faithful. No, I think we're going to go to Away in a Manger, No Crib for His Dead. Stay tuned. We have a few things that are going on here, but I tell you what, since we can't get our little way in a manger, Omi always got a plan. Stay tuned. Here is a poem from the blast from the past.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, And it's been my real intention to show it. Before I get ready to bring this to an end, I know you have places that you should have long been. I only hope that I haven't committed a sin by taking up too much of your time, my friend. My testimony, arranged by the author, Sherelle Omiyika Garth. I took a look at my life today, and I saw so much of it faded away. I took a breath, and I could hardly breathe. I nearly fell to my knees, for I must go on, you see. I can't let this life get the best of me, for this thing will soon pass, you see. This is only my testimony. While looking for my future in the past, I'll take a breath, and I'll hope that it lasts. For the power once expressed in my past is now accompanying my future at last. For I must go on, you see. Can't let this life get the best of me. For this thing will pass, you see. For it's only my testimony. For just being here in the present, it hurts too bad. It only leaves me feeling lonely and sad. From life's ups and downs, I find myself hiding my frowns while looking for my future in the past. For I must go on, you see. I can't let this life get the best of me. This thing will soon pass, you will see. For this is only my testimony. For now that I've learned the art and skills of meditation, I can send out to you who hurt an invitation for a chance to commune with the divine in you by hooking up with the meta nectar. In no time, you'll soon be feeling better. For I must go on, you see. I can't let this life get the best of me. This thing, it will soon pass. You will see, this is only my testimony. While looking for my future in the past, I'll take a breath and hope that it lasts. I'll take a breath now and know that it will last, for my life is no longer a test for me. This is now my only testimony.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're listening to the poetry, and I hope you are going to bring your poetry in and share it with someone this evening. We've been asking you to come in out of the chat room, and don't make yourself a stranger away in a manger. Away in a manger, no crib for his bed. We know that there was someone called Jesus had nowhere to sleep that night. As they went out looking for a place to lay his head, they tell us. The question is, this story, can it be traced back to truth? But whether or not we have truth among us today, we still love the Lord Jesus, who was asleep in the hay. As we began to stir you up the day before Christmas, on the eve of Christmas, we want to make it louder than a bomb. We want to bring it to you and bring the unadulterated truth as we prepare for our Christmas day for tomorrow. This is the eve of Christmas. Why don't you join us? Our chat room is open if you'd like to join us. You can come in and recite your poetry while we sing softly to the tune of Away in a Manger.
Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and take us to heaven to live.
sisters asleep on the hay.
Stay close by
it's the
me,
night
Lord
before
Jesus.
Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. But it was louder than a bomb, because the charity room brought it, and they made it louder than a bomb. So you ought to bring your poetry in and share it with us as we bring poetry the night before Christmas. We want it to be louder than a bomb, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you surface your poetry and bring it on in and make it louder than a bomb? Because we're here to entertain you this evening, and that's what this is about. Now, if you have not gotten your poetry ready, Omi's going to bring you some of hers. Stay tuned.
You got a real soldier. I thought I told you that you got a real soldier, and that no weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you imposter. I took a job on tour overseas to only discover that my family and I now would be under siege. I'm behind enemy lines, fighting in a war that's not even mine. I aim to stand my ground like the Board of Education versus Brown. You've got a real soldier. I thought I had told you that you got a real soldier, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you imposter. So it was your plan to inseminate false evidence to incriminate, which only led you to discriminate. Was it the scholar in me that caused you to hate, forcing you to enter into this fatal debate? Didn't you think that you could actually succeed to execute your own laws that you wouldn't even heed? You got a real soldier. I thought I had told you that you got a real soldier, and that no weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you imposter. While looking back in retrospective, you never should have challenged the queen of intellectual. Why didn't you know that I was sent from the green light of the benevolent? I'm battling you right here on your own land in the Netherlands. Why, the very cries of the people, they summons me here. They have a mighty warrior void of all fear. Why, my very words are charged with energy and ordered not to return unto me void, but to accomplish that which is intended. And to your very ways you have amended. I'm a soldier. I thought I had told you that I'm a soldier, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you imposter. Refuse to take your brand. Instead, I took a stand. Now watch me enter into a divine man. Attempted cultural genocide. I wonder, will the courts override, or will this be a case for the media to decide? Wait, hold up. Didn't I tell you I was a born strategist? While you're dealing with one of the baddest practitioners, born of a sign of fire, while I entered this world with water surrounding me, having the whole host of heaven on my side, therefore I will not be reprised. Why, I was born in the year of Mayat, which embodies the doctrine of divinity of law and order. I'll weigh your heart against the double halls of truth and justice, and the rule a standard against you. I'll measure your deeds against the cubit too. Then I'll throw the papyrus scepter book at you. By now, you should know who I am. By now, you should know who I am. I'm a real soldier. I'm more than a conqueror.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're making it louder than a bomb. So if you're out there and this season you want to bring your poetry in, you ought to bring your poetry in.